Honda, Tank, 16 noise. Less debated. See you there.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Zixa warns against unsafe products at Kuomboka. Government refutes tribal claims in Kalumbila mob killing. In international news, U.S. House to vote on DHS funding as travel chaos deepens. In sports news, Mbalashi highlights complications in Senegal's appeal at CAS. With the news in detail, my name is Lizzie Nyambe. In local news, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has cautioned the public to be alert to unscrupulous traders who exploit traditional ceremonies to sell unsafe and illegal products. ZICSA Communications and Public Relations Manager, Brian Hatioka, says the agency has observed growing concerns over traders targeting high traffic events such as the Kuomboka ceremony to sell expired, banned and substandard goods. Hatioka noted that some of the products on sale, particularly alcoholic beverages, contain alcohol levels beyond approved thresholds, posing serious health risks to unsuspecting consumers. He further warned traders who deliberately sell banned products despite government restrictions that their goods risk being seized and destroyed. Hatioka stressed that traders must desist from exploiting customers for profit at the expense of public safety, emphasizing that all goods supplied must be fit for human consumption. Meanwhile, some traders say that the anticipated goods businesses due to the high turnout expected at this year's Kuomboka ceremony. Zambia's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Machenje Mazoka, says the Commission is strengthening pathways for diaspora investment through simplified journey towards a more interconnected and inclusive global economy. She made the remarks in a keynote address during the Leaders Without Borders UK Investors and Business Roundtable held under the theme Empowering the Future, Catalyzing Global Partnerships, Innovation and High Growth Enterprises. Mazoka noted that three pillars, partnership, innovation and enterprise, define Zambia and added that under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, Zambia is shaping its future with clarity and ambition and called on partners to invest in energy, technology and digital connectivity. She further highlighted infrastructure investments aimed at transforming trade corridors linking Zambia with eight neighboring countries, saying this will unlock the nation's potential as a regional hub. Zambia has pledged its support towards strengthening the Organizations of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, OACPS. Head of Delegation for Zambia, Mary Chewa, emphasized the need for the organization to be technically empowered, financially resilient and globally influential. Chewa, who is Zambia's ambassador to Belgium, noted that such an approach would help rebuild and sustain trust among member states and partners. She made the remarks at the Council of Ministers meeting and strategic partnership session convened ahead of the 11th summit of OACPS Head of State and Government under the theme A Transformed and Renewed Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States. The Malawi Declaration was adopted in line with the principles and objectives of the revised Georgetown Agreement of 2019, which established the OSCPS as a collective platform for cooperation, solidarity, and shared progress among member states. The declaration reaffirms commitments and outcomes of previous OSCPS summits and ministerial meetings, while renewing the collective resolve of member states to strengthen unity, multilateral cooperation, and sustainability. Still in local news, Ghanaian High Commissioner to Zambia, Elizabeth Nyatakai, has called for greater unity across African continents to promote peace and strengthen relationships among nations. Speaking when she officially flagged off the Royal Regatta competition at Lialui Royal Village in Mongu, Nyatakai emphasized that unity is vital for fostering development across Africa. Kuomboka Kufuluhela Committee National Chairperson Nathaniel Mukwanu said the Royal Regatta is one way of empowering young people and promoting productivity in communities. Regatta symbolizes the climax of the Kuomboka traditional ceremony following the sounding of the royal drums by the Litunga Luosi Limwiko II. This year's regatta attracted about 109 participants, reflecting the growing interest and excitement surrounding this cherished tradition. Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies, on Friday 27th March 2026, apprehended Shoki Fawaz, a renowned business mogul, for tax-related offenses involving over 100 million kwacha. Preliminary investigations revealed that Shoki, as director and beneficial owner in a number of companies, acting with other individuals and with intent to defraud the state, is alleged to have been evading tax through fictitious VAT claims under declaration of income and submission of false tax returns. The suspect is linked to a number of companies that have been under investigations for various tax fraudulent activities amounting to millions of kwacha. He is currently in lawful custody and is expected to appear before court soon. Zambia Revenue Authority reiterates its commitment to safeguarding public revenue and ensuring that taxpayers strictly comply with applicable tax laws and seal revenue leakages being perpetuated through various forms of economic sabotage and illicit financial flows. The authority further warns taxpayers and individuals involved in tax malpractices that they will be pursued and brought to justice. Members of the public are therefore encouraged to report any suspected tax-related offences. Copperbelt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi has disclosed that a significant number of juvenile groupings, commonly known as junkies, have been arrested since he assumed in office November last year. Yuyi says the arrests are part of intensified efforts by the police to restore law and order in communities affected by rising cases of crime and disorderly conduct linked to the groups. He explains that some members belonging to notorious groups such as Inseba and Vazale, aged between 12 and 18 year olds, are already being dealt with under the law. Yuyi says that the fight against junkies requires a collective approach, emphasizing that while many residents have fallen victim to their activities, law enforcement alone cannot completely eradicate the problem. He has since appealed to the public to collaborate with the police by providing timely information, reiterating that sustained cooperation between the police and the community is key to ensuring safer neighborhoods across the province. Finally, in local news, Northwestern Province Minister Robert Lihefu has strongly refuted allegations that the recent mob killing of Helen Kamutube in Kalumbila was motivated by tribal differences, describing the claims as false and misleading. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Lihefu clarified that the deceased was a native of Northwestern Province, hailing from Musia Village in Chief Ingwe's chief.